Brazilian music is back in its righteous place on WPFW. I'm your host, Roberto, and Berimbau airs on Sundays, 8 to 10 p.m. Are you ready to take a trip from Rio Grande do Sul to Amazon and back? That's Berimbau, Sundays, 8 to 10 p.m. on WPFW. Building a better world, one broadcast at a time.
Here we go! Hello and welcome to Inside Out LGBTQ Radio. We are back to end our summer fun. Hello, Bianca. How are you?
Hi, I'm doing good. How about yourself? Happy summer.
Happy summer. Yes, I know we're in the level where it's like, all the people are going back to school. Well, the kids, whatever. So, you know, it's becoming that time, the time I dread. So I want more.
I know, especially today. I mean, we've had a beautiful day today. So I definitely agree with you. I want more of this beautiful weather that we're having in the DC area.
We got to get it together. So hopefully September will be more like this. So for those who don't know, Inside Out is a radio show that illuminates and celebrates the rich diversity that is the LGBTQIA plus experience. Our groundbreaking show has aired since 2008 and is DC's only show of its kind on the FM dial and one of only a handful in the country. As the name implies, we take you inside this community to look at everything from pop culture to politics through an LGBTQIA plus inclusive lens. We are proud to be a part of the legacy of cutting edge public affairs programming on WPFW, the home of Jazz and Justice Radio. Inside Out airs every Monday at 6 p.m. on 89.3 FM and online at WPFWFM.org and catch the after download on iTunes. Please feel free to give us a call, say hello, show your support. And also, we're in Pledge Drive, so 202-588-0893. And we do have a new Pledge Drive Cash App, which is $WPFWFM. This is a new thing. So please, 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 if it's easier for you, just do the fun little Cash App thing there and it'll work on through. So Aluda Continua WPFW has been 47 years of cultural and political work from Rashawn Roland Kirk to Asada Shakur. WPFW has been your go-to for cultural and political education since 1977. Your contributions have allowed us to uphold the missions of Liberty Media set forth by our founders. The drive will go from, well, it started yesterday, the 11th, through Saturday, August 24th. So this gives an opportunity for many of you to do the pledge drive, donate, donate, donate. Shows like this are definitely volunteer. All of them are. We don't get paid for any of these things. So what we contribute is definitely our time. And Bianca, go ahead and jump in, dear.
That's right. Mimi, thank you for sharing that. Tonight is one of our fundraising drive. And every dollar that our listener contributes goes directly towards sustaining independent journalism, empowering grassroots initiatives, and fostering a sense of belonging in our community. Together, we can make a difference through the power of community radio. So definitely use our Cash App, $WPFWFM, if you wanted to donate and support not just Inside Out Radio, but the entire station. So thank you.
Yes. So now summer is, you know, on its midway. We're in the middle section of it. So there's been a lot happening since you and I had spoken. There has been a lot happening.
What is happening?
I don't know. Like, it was like an older man all of a sudden that we were supposed to, you know, be supporting, I thought, through the rest of the year for the Democratic Party. But now we have Kamala Harris for presidential candidate. This is good news.
It's exciting. It's definitely a complete shift of like where we were, as you said.
Sad, depressed, not knowing.
I think I'm excited. I'm excited. It's definitely a breath of fresh air. And I feel like there's a lot of energy, you know, in the environment this summer leading up to November. So I'm really excited about it. And you know me, I'm just going with the flow and then watching on the sideline and then looking into like, you know, what's about to happen. But I'm really looking forward to it. Yeah. What about you?
How's it feel to watch? Because I'm always feeling like I'm involved in all the mess. So
right, you know, I think that's the beauty of like us, you know, being like in this show together. You're the one that's like a little bit more involved and like on the sideline, but then somehow, somewhere, we complement each other.
We do, because it can't be both be crazy.
Probably doesn't make sense, but it just like makes sense to us. Right?
It makes total sense. We need the yin and the yang. But no, I'm very excited. Yeah. So excited. I felt that it was a just push for, you know, something greater than, you know, somebody who maybe will definitely felt that, you know, we could have had a situation, darling, later this year that was an upset a few years ago. So, you know, it's like this rash that won't go away because you sat on poison ivy the one time, darling. It just won't go away and it keeps trying to run for president. So it's just like, I'm so tired. I'm tired. Like, it's like a loop, you know, it just feels like a loop and, you know, it just needs to go away. I think what's wild about seeing the difference of candidate is the lack thereof of negative lands from the Republican side, you know. I mean, I'm not going to print on here like I'm not a Republican, so I don't care. Like, you know, I'm definitely like, you know, I think about everything all the way around, so, you know, whatever. But I'm not like one of those like bubble people, right? Mm-hmm. So you're not going to catch me on that, you know, social justice warrior, you know, stuff people like to say about people who just lean to the things that give them, I don't know, an everyday life. I don't know. Maybe that's just what I like. But I feel like the Republican Party is really scratching hard. They're trying so hard with all of these insults and these things. I mean, they come in from, for Waltz's military background, then that's a nothing burger. You know, Kamala, is she black? Is she this? Is she? And it's like, that is none of your concern. Like, first of all, you know, like that is none of your concern. I just hate the pandering of that stuff. It's a mess. It's a mess.
I couldn't agree with you more. I just like, and I think that's part of, you know, I guess the reason why I'm more of like on the sideline instead of like getting involved per se, you know, not you, but in general, right? you also have to just kind of really think of like, you know, what is this doing to me personally, right?
Right.
You know, like, I mean, I see it, you know, it's everywhere. I mean, it's in everything that we do. It's on TV, social media, et cetera. So I think, you know, at least for me, in my mind, it's like, you know, where do I kind of find that right balance for me to still feel like I know what's going on. I'm aware of like all the things that are happening, but then at the same time, I'm not getting consumed with, you know, all of the other things that are happening. Not good for you, you know, for me, personally, mentally, physically. So,
no, and it's funny. I haven't had the itch since the 2016 election to like debate with people online.
Yeah.
But now I do. I've found myself debating with people, especially people in our community. I'll be honest. It's been people in our community. Yeah. Yeah. So I do have the occasional Facebook people that, you know, they've been on there since the inception of it. And you forget that like you grew up in the same area and you're just like, oh, that's why you're you. But, you know, there's just levels. And, you know, this is why we're summer recapping, because we have a lot to talk about. Actually, we're going to get into that Olympics mess too. So sure enough, see that part. So the point is there were a lot of Zoom calls to get behind Kamala Harris, right? So there was like black men for Kamala, black women for Kamala, white women for Kamala, you know, different groups, gay black men for Kamala. And there was a lot of turnout, a very high turnout for people that don't know that, you know, the black women for Kamala support actually crashed the Zoom call and they had to bring the owner in to like revamp this, right? Because people are really getting energized in possibly seeing something that, you know, it represents them, but also just a different understanding than what we were seeing ourselves in between the two selections, right? So, you know, fast forward, now there is a trans group that is actually having one, and it was for tomorrow. I was going to tap you on the shoulder about that, because actually a week ago I was talking about possibly doing that through our organization to have, you know, trans folks get educated on, you know, what the different things are and, you know, what it would mean. And, you know, does this candidate work for you? And, you know, Project 2025 and what, you know, the harms are in that. So, you know, giving people a different avenue that maybe not be so politically involved, but maybe want to hear things from people like-minded or within the community. So somebody beat us to it and we didn't get a rat cent. But nonetheless, I did join or whatever, and I looked at the comments, and I was taken aback because I understand that, you know, we have a lot of global issues that are everybody's concern who would like to be concerned, right? Because we know that there's stuff happening everywhere. We can't, you know, control it, you know, completely because we are not the ones running everything. But it was kind of disheartening to, I think, see people feel that a protest vote at this time, after we have already seen what, you know, Trump in office can do, and the things that they're already putting on the horizon for, you know, day one for next year that are going to be harmful to a lot of different communities, you know, females have already experienced, you know, Roe v. Wade being turned down and, you know, all these different things that we have heard and talked about that are affecting people. It really, it took me aback when I said, you know, I really feel that we need to understand what we're doing here in order to possibly help other people in other countries. But we do need to take care of our own here as well, because we are experiencing certain things. And somebody said, oh, well, it's at this time we hold their feet to the fire. And if the Democrats lose, then they'll just have to understand why. And I felt like that was so counterproductive for people, especially in our community, because are they not reading? Are they not understanding what Project 2025 is or who can be arrested or, you know, your Flintstone vitamins ain't going to be given out to you no more. You know, those kind of things. It's baffling.
Yeah. And, you know, that's interesting that, you know, you shared some thoughts on that one, because I think I feel that a lot of people initially have like maybe like good intention or, you know, intention around kind of like what they're doing, whether it's supporting one or the other. But I think oftentimes, at least what I've seen or what I've noticed is the lack of having the opportunity to do some learning and education, to your point, right? You know, like a lot of, and I've seen this, we've seen this happen a lot, even in the recent Olympics, where people just immediately jump into something, right? Without having any contacts or, you know, taking some time to like, okay, well, let me kind of do my own research first, you know, find like what are the facts before making a comment or, you know, saying something or expressing some type of like opinion. And I think that's one of the missed opportunity for, you know, many of us, many of the people, including, you know, in our community, just jumping into it just because either it's trending or, you know, it's visible and just getting a lot of like traction without really, you know, doing a lot more research. So to me, that's just, I think, one missed opportunity where, you know, so many of us, you know, really need to be a little bit more intentional. And, you know, I'm not saying I'm perfect, you know, because I've certainly have had my, you know, like moments where you just immediately jump into like an opinion because it's either it hits very close to home or, you know, it's like feels like it's a personal attack to, you know, to your community or whatever the case may be, that naturally, you know, we just react to it in a way where we're kind of being, you know, defensive or trying to protect ourselves. So it's very interesting that, you know, we're seeing that play out in our community as well.
Well, yeah, definitely. I mean, I feel like, you know, our community definitely needs to, you know, be educated and understand like what is the long run. You know, a lot of times I feel like people are, say it's about other people, but the opinion's very self-serving, and not in the way that, like, you know, I want to fight for reproductive rights for the females in my life and community. Even if that's not something that, you know, is something being taken away from me as a trans woman, you know, so I'm not going to be like, oh, that doesn't matter to me, you know, because that really is something harmful, and you want people to have the benefits and the rights that they've had, and also, you know, be a good ancestor to people in your future. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I just take those things very seriously, like, as we do. I mean, you and I are definitely, you know, those people when it comes to the way things are shaped and whatever, even in the community, you know, we have a vision. But, you know, not everybody has that, you know, mm-hmm. and I think a lot of these issues have created a lot of the mess that, you know, we're seeing play out now, which is confusion, you know, opinions of one person doesn't blanket the entire community. And unfortunately, just it's seen that way. And when it comes to the Olympics, you know, it was horrible. The fighter who, you know, mm-hmm. I mean, you know, I wouldn't suggest she be on like a CoverGirl commercial, but I mean to say, like, you know, it the level of the woman being torn down because they thought she was a trans woman, and right. so it really does show how, like, anti-trans hate mm-hmm. and the assumption of what people know and just mm-hmm. vigorously attack something is literally harming females in our world. Because yeah. that is something where now people feel like they are such masters when it comes to spotting a person in the wild that yeah. they are now going to point and say, oh, that's you. I know this is what you are. I mean, people have been telling people they look like a man or a woman, you know, as long as we've been alive before yeah. we even knew something like that. So now you are going to put this upon this woman, worldly embarrass this person. Yeah. Yeah, and, I mean, yeah,
that whole situation. I mean, that there was a lot of, like, reflection, you know, personally for me, you know, in that moment when it was happening in the Olympics, because it just really amplified so many different things, you know, that many, you know, really people, how they look at our community and what a trans person should look like, right? You know,
right.
Like, yes, you can see there was a lot of, like, attack on that woman just because, you know, she may appear a little bit more masculine and may appear.
You're being very generous with saying a little bit, but that's fine.
It just says a lot about, like, again, this societal acceptance that, you know, we're just so consuming to, like, well, if you're identifying as a woman, you should be like this and that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Not recognizing that, you know, there's individual characteristics and there's the personality of the individual, you know, that can represent them as, you know, as a person. So it was, that time was just very interesting. And then, you know, escalating that to, like, laws and policies and, you know, arguments around all of those things of, like, what to do, what not to do, like, who can be admitted, who cannot be admitted, and stuff like that. And mm-hmm. the end of it, you know, realizing that this individual is not a trans person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Really?
Nothing. There was nothing about right. that. And I think that was so wild to see fluttering on Facebook.
Yeah.
You know, it kind of jumped out. You know, because I was like, oh, wow, like, there are these people that, you know, I met or knew or whatever. You know, Facebook's one of those, like, fall away things now, I think, yeah. more so, where it's like, oh, the people who I really know, I care, you know, about. But then the other ones are in the background for so long that you're like, oh, like, I forgot that this person I went to school with or, you know, whatever is now in their own life and their own yeah. opinions. And they are very what, you know, we've been fighting against, you know, and that's really kind of weird because, you know, when it came to the 2016 election, you know, everybody was up in arms and blue and red and, you know, they're the old yeah. woman, this crazy man, you know, all this stuff. And you really found out what you felt disappointed in after, you know, Hillary lost, you know. I mean, let's be real, people didn't really care for Hillary, but at the end of the day, we knew what it was and what time it was after she lost. So yeah. it was really disheartening to see people didn't share your same views because you never had those conversations. And now fast forward almost 10 years later, you know, the Olympics, something that mm-hmm. I always grew up loving and enjoying, and not Dominique Dawes and all these wonderful people. And, you know, and we'll throw in Michael Phelps just to be fun. But the point is, customize my gold chair. But anyway, so sure enough, we didn't get all of that going on. And now, you know, people take a picture or whatever that thing was that they said was the Last Supper, and, you know, then it wasn't. And, you know, it's just all this misinformation. Yeah. And the worst part is I'm not seeing anything positive on the feed. I'm only seeing these crazy things. And I'm like, oh, is this what's happening? Because I haven't even seen this. But this is my first introduction to it, which I think is very disheartening because, you know, my mom's watching it, loving it, telling me about the medals and the things. So not even in the mix of any of this mess, right?
Yeah.
And it's wild to me because I'm waiting for her to say, like, oh, did you hear it? Never came up. Mm. Never brought up. You know, and it shows a person who literally wants to watch something to enjoy it. And she is 71 years old. So she is in an older demographic. Okay, might not look like it, but still is in the age range where all these people say, oh, things, you know, people aren't used to, or this, this, and that. Well, then tell me why my 70-year-old mother is progressive in her mind enough to change with the times and understand different things, and people are people, and see the Olympics and just be voting for everybody who's black. Okay. So that's just amazing versus this mess, you know, with people.
I mean, I think the intent also plays a role in that, to your point of, like, you know, your mom, I mean, her intention is to, like, really enjoy, you know, the Summer Olympics and be in the moment and, you know, celebrate in whatever capacity she's in, you know, for the 2 weeks that we have the Olympics, versus other people's intention of really, like, well, I'm just going to go for an attack, you know, negative and all those other things that may not even be at times relevant to really, you know, what's happening.
Yeah. And I think that, you know, like, sometimes it brings, like, self-reflection, you know, on, like, how far you have come as a person who you no longer really associate with, you know, because it just didn't suit you. And, and then you realize, right, you're like, huh, you know, I now am at that, I'm not going to say age, but at that point in my life where I'm looking a little bit back and I go, wow, like, I didn't realize I was jumping so fast forward. You know, there's things I don't do anymore, things I don't want to deal with, people, doll, I don't know what to say. And, you know, and you know what, and I want to get into that because I want to get, when we get back from the break, I want to get your perspective on reflection, you know, as a trans woman who has been on her journey for quite a while now. And also, you know, with the achievements that you've achieved, to hear things that seem so in the beginning of things for us. You know, I want to hear your mindset when it comes to that, and who's accountable, you know, who's accountable in those things. So we'll be right back after a brief song, and we're going to jump into the pledge drive again. And remember, 202-588-0893 is to give us a call. You can donate to any of the wonderful shows you hear on WPFW, including ours at Inside Out. And we do have that nifty new Cash App, which is $WPFWFM. So please cash it up on the app. We'll be back.
Too many people who get me that way, that way. And oh, it's a real good love, it's too hard to take it slow. You got roots in my heart like a grave, and we gon' grow. And I know what call me mon amour. One look in your eyes, I go dumb. Make my heart go rum, bum, bum, bum. You made me fall, fall deep like ocean floors. Down the window to our universe. It's just the two of us, the two of us. Yeah. Oh, it's a real good love, it's too hard to take it slow. You got roots in my heart like a grave, and we gon' grow. Every day or night, yeah, my baby, he be on it. He be on it, on it, on it. He be on it, on it. Water of my life, lessons of my tribe. Never know love is true. Yes, I do know I'm blessed. One is three with you. I can't believe my, no, I can't believe my eyes. That you were meant to be mine is true. I know that one plus one is three with you.
Back. I hope you all are enjoying that music that we shared. I wish you all can see me and Mimi. We were just like jamming, listening to the music and really enjoying our time together. If you are just now tuning in, you are listening to Inside Out LGBTQ Radio here on WPFW. And today until August 20th, we are on a pledge drive. So join us in keeping the airwaves alive. Your support during this fund drive ensures that WPFW and Inside Out Radio remains a vibrant hub of local voices and diverse perspective. As a listener-supported station, we rely on your generosity to continue providing commercial-free, thought-provoking programming. And your donation today is an investment in the future of accessible, inclusive media for everyone. So donate. Our Cash App is $WPFWFM. Morgan, we are back.
We are back.
I love that song. I mean, we're like that, jamming, right?
You know? That song is lit, darling. And I mean,
for those people who don't know, Morgan is the one that provides the music for our intro, our breaks. So I always look forward to like what's on our set list.
What's the mood, darling?
Right. What's the vibe? Because it definitely gives you a different vibe, you know, when we have this playlist. So thank you for that set list. I really enjoy that.
Of course, darling. You know, we're in good spirits at this time in our life. So, you know,
I think it's the weather.
It's the weather. It may be the mood, maybe the building. Don't know. But, you know,
all of the above.
No, yeah. It definitely is a great vibe. And, you know, I will give a shout out to Shakers First last Friday.
Okay.
So now this is a monthly thing, the first Friday of every month. So they teach bachata lessons in the beginning from at Shakers. Yes.
I did not know that.
Yes, it is new, darling. So 8:30 to 9:30, they do the bachata lessons. And then from 9:30 on, it is, you know, a mix of, like, I would say Spanglish music for everybody to enjoy, you know, the Latin side of things, but also to, you know, move and jump to, you know, a little fun moment here, get your freak on or whatever else. So really fun, really fun. And I will add that a very close person to me is the one who is hosting it. So I will give a shout out to Michelangelo to doing that. So very wonderful, and the DJs that he has. So look forward to that at Shakers next month in DC. It's a fun LGBTQ spot, and definitely it was nice to see a mixed vibe. So very proud of everything that everybody did then, because anything that is inclusive, I am there for, and bringing social dancing to the LGBTQ community in a formal way, I think, is a wonderful suggestion to the community. So I will put that out there.
This is why I love being part of the radio show, right? Not only to really share some of our thoughts, uplift our voices and our experience, but to also use this as a platform for our community organizers and local organizations, to be part of the conversation that we're having. And you and I both know that we've had many community organizers and community organizations who have joined us, and we've invited them to be, our guests to really engage in meaningful conversation that hopefully have been very helpful to our listeners. So definitely, if you wanted to continue this type of conversation, we would appreciate your support, again, by donating through our Cash App, $WPFWF.
Yes, exactly. And, we do know the heavy lifting that it comes to working events and doing things. There are some things I said I wanted to be tasked with that hopefully they all pan out later this year from our organization, Trans Pride, Washington, D.C. Hopefully some fun things coming to a theater near you, everyone. And so that we'll be talking about that, most likely on the next show. But we're in it, but no, it was a great experience to see. And, anybody who's doing something well for the community is a by me. So, a lot of things have gone on this summer, and we're going to put a lot of good air and positivity into everybody. And we're going to let everybody stay out of my business for a little bit. Okay. Because I need people to stay out of my business. I need that to happen.
I'm living vicariously to your amazing.
Well, you're a different being, and you actually care. You're not just eating the popcorn saying, how can I throw a little fire bomb into the, you're not like that. So, for you it's way different. You're like my core group of friends, and you're my sister, so it's different. Aww. But we all know that things in time can change, and when people I feel in our community come to terms with who they really want to be, and be very honest of who they are, and understand that their truth goes beyond just being who you are. It goes into who you're, what your integrity is behind it. So we all ride those roller coasters, and we hope for the best. So a lot of reflection over these last few months, but with what I was speaking about earlier, is how we were talking about these posts and these things, and we see anti-trans things or whatever it is, right? And a lot of these people have been on our Facebooks for a long time, throughout our journeys. And so what does it make you feel when you kind of get that pop-up moment of somebody who has been a former high school person or colleague or whatever, and then they come up with some of that mess? What does it make you feel as a person coming so far in your transition and journey?
I think it varies, right? I think to your point, is it somebody that, either an acquaintance, or is it somebody that I'm very close with, or, have history or built relationship with, high school friends, family members, close friends, et cetera, et cetera. So I think, if it's somebody who's an acquaintance, I think for me, it's just I acknowledge it, but then I wouldn't do anything about it, because part of me is we don't have that relationship where we're kind of feeding off each other, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And have some type of meaningful conversation, whatever that may mean, or what defines meaningful conversation between me and that acquaintance, right? So I just kind of like, I see it, I recognize it, and then I let go of it, right? You know, and that's part of that is, you know, again, I'm not to, you know, be selfish. I'm not going to spend my time and energy on somebody that, you know, really have not invested time and energy to, you know, build that relationship with me. If it's somebody who is, you know, like a close friend, or a family member, I mean, it certainly hurt and shocking initial reaction for me, because I think, you know, as people, you just gravitate towards, it's like, oh my gosh, I can't believe this person just said to me. Especially if you have, you know, really amazing relationship with them and know that they've been very supportive of your transition wherever you are in your journey. So, you know, when something like this surfaces, where it allows for, you know, opinion of people, and then if you see that in social media, you know, it hurts a lot, because you started thinking, is that what they think of me? Right.
Yes.
Is that how they see me as, or do they really support me, or do they really accept me for who I am? Because here is, you know, and I'll use the Olympics as an example. Here's an opportunity for them to express their feelings about, you know, the community that they know that they have somebody, whether a family member or not, but because everybody's entitled to their own opinion, you know, that's the opportunity to just kind of really express it without, you know, saying it directly to me. So it definitely hurts, you know, it gets you to a place of like asking yourself those questions, like, how do they really feel about me? Because, and I say this because I've experienced it, because there's love there, especially for my family. And I think there's also factoring in cultural similarities and differences. And I say that because, you know, as you know, my background is, I'm a Filipino American. So I grew up having those values and culture that, you know, even today I still act on, right? This is part of what my identity is. And I see that with all of my other family members who also are Filipinos. And, you know, this is so many things to factor in, you know, that gets me to a place of like asking all of those questions. How do they really feel about me? And the difficult part of that is, if it's a family member, how do you have this conversation? Because you know there's love there. So you don't want to, in a way, put like a dent on that love. But then at the same time, you want to have that, like, you know, meaningful conversation. So it's just like, where do you find the time? You know, when is the time? When is the moment, you know, to have those conversations?
I think that's very valid. I always think it's time and a moment for conversation. Anyway, I'll tell you, like, if I have a problem, I'm say something. So it's just like, yeah. I mean, and I'm just like that, because I feel like for me, like, you know, having a situation like years ago, Dolly, where like, I felt like anything I wanted to bring up was shut down, you know, like that just creates so much anxiety, resentment, burden, some situation. And it, you just got to say it. You know, you got to be real and you got to be honest, because I mean, honest, like, I believe in growth. I believe in change, because you and I are sitting here existing right now. Like, we had an understanding of who we were for real, and we executed that. And we had to leave a lot of things behind. And the growing pains were accepting ourselves, you know, also people accepting, like, you know, the people 60 degrees from people who we care about accepting, you know, it's all this acceptance. I'm so tired. So it's like, sometimes, you know, it's just like, I'm to that area where even a few weeks ago, going to a hometown local dive bar or something, you know, I'd seen people, I haven't seen them 15 or so years. And, you know, they were very like, oh my goodness, you know, you look so great. And, you know, blah, blah, blah. And you've seen you've done so well. And there was somebody there that was married to one of them that literally growing up was nobody I would think twice about, or somebody who just was in and out of like negative situations and whatever. And they said something indirectly to me, and all I did was bring up, I think they said something slight, like, about my business, but it was like what I did versus like that I own mine. And I said, oh, you mean the medical company I own. And, you know, and then he was like, oh, well, you're not like the only one who like owns a company. I'm like, yeah, but like your conversation is so painfully weak that like I needed to badge you back. Because at the end of the day, when it comes to the American dream as a trans woman, I have actually supplied that for people and what we want to achieve. Employment, DEI, before it was a huge thing that, you know, people had to like, you know, like say, you know, I like United Nations working and enjoying that because I never even thought about it that way. But it just now that it's so, oh, you know, so necessary for people to really understand the importance of these things. You know, I'm like, I was wanting to create the American dream just because I wanted to be free to get away from who I was working for. You know, every day I'm away from that is a day that I'm free. So to go into a place where who you are sexually sleeping with makes you somewhat better in your reality or who you are saying you are is not for real. Like, it's just not for real. On paper, I kill you 10 times. So at the end of the, well, in real life, but at the end of the day, what I'm trying to say is this person was somebody who wasn't a person that, you know, they're going to be wanting to give a key to the city, you know, pretty much the opposite. But because of me growing up in the same area and all of these things, they forgot that those old things that they knew probably bothered me or little side comments or whatever, no longer compute, no longer transmit. It is not a thing for me. I'm with great friends, you know, whoever I'm with is better than yo, dude. Like, I'm not worrying about these things because I'm living my authentic life. And so when I see those things, I feel like I don't go at it in negativity, but I go at it in strength of like, clout within who I am and myself and what I've done, because I'm talking to somebody who is controlling a lot of how Kaiser works for people in a huge community, right? And we're respecting each other and having a wonderful conversation, and we're colleagues and sisters and in the right ways, not just because of, you know, what some people say. So the thing is to have that kind of intellectual conversation versus what shot you're taking.
Right.
It's just very different. So don't come for me. Like, I'm over it, but it's old. And, you know, my high school reunion is supposed to be coming up like next year or whatever. And like, they can miss me with that because I don't need the surrounding looky, oh, this, or, you know, somebody wants to be negative. So they'll say something, maybe call you by your dead name or, you know, get into these things. And dead name means your name prior to changing your name as a trans person, just for people who don't know that. But that's the point. And sometimes they do that and they want to shoot you like, you know, with this bullet of negativity. And, you know, I'm just not down for it. You know, I'm not down for it. You know, my friend who is big time trans model, we graduated same class. So it's like both of us going would just be, it would too much, you know, it would just be too much. And we don't want to go. We don't want to go, you know?
I thank you for sharing that. And you know, what is really amazing about like, you know, sharing these stories is parts of it, like we've already shared with each other, you know, off the station, off the conversation that we're having now, but, you know, kind of engaging in that conversation again, just, you know, really, one, reflect on like where you've been in your journey, right? You know, in living your authentic self. And I can feel the same about me. And I think, at least for me, I can speak for myself, at the end of the day, for me, it's like choosing where do I really want to spend my energy on?
Yes.
Right? You know, like I'm not, you know, yes, probably for me, age plays a role in that, but I'm also in a place now where, you know, I'm happy personally, professionally, you know, and really little things doesn't bother me as much as it used to be when I was, you know, maybe younger or learning into like, you know, what then your transition journey for me, because at the end of the day, it's only impacting me on how I'm associating myself with either stress, you know, negativity, love, relationship, etc., etc. And naturally, I would always go for like what's going to make me, you know, one, grow as a person, and then two, really, you know, build that trust and relationship with the people that you know, that's been there for me, you know, even before I transitioned, and the people that I've met now. And I say this all the time, and, you know, I've said this, you know, in our show, you and I, you know, we may not see each other. We may not hang out as much as what people think friends should hang out. But whenever we're together, it's like we just continue where we left off. Like, yeah, that we miss, right? And I think that's the beauty of that true friendship, right? It's like, it doesn't matter if we haven't seen each other in like months, but when we have the opportunities, it's like
no time has passed.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
And that's what it is. And, you know, I implore people to, you know, work on, you know, how their energy ripple effects out, you know, because a lot of people are about, oh, I'm gonna be this way just because I'm me, or, you know, whatever it is. And we have a lot of that in our community too, where it's like, well, I'm me regardless. That's cool. You know what I'm saying? But also understand there's other people who, you know, we code switch, we do all kinds of stuff in order to survive this life. And, you know, who you really are, is that really who you are? Or is this who you've said you are? And, you know, living your truth isn't giving truth of all this crazy stuff. It's truth of like who you want to be in this world. How do you want to be remembered? What is your legacy? And, you know, you and I definitely are trying to create that in the community of like, what is the legacy? What is the understanding? What do we want people to take away from these events or who we are within the event so that others can understand it doesn't always have to be something horrendous or ostentatious or something so in the realm of where some people don't really realize they're feeding the hand that doesn't want to, you know, really work with them, you know, and they're just giving right into that narrative. So I feel like we do a great job at that, but, you know, we're us, people are them. And I love that. But also just for everybody to know, we are on a pledge drive. So please, please, please hit that Cash App, $ WPFWFM. Go online to WPFWFM.org, or you can call it in at 202-588-0893. Any little bit helps. You can become a sustaining member. You can donate the one time. Work it out for the public affairs. So definitely. So your weekend is full, I'm sure.
My weekend? Yeah, this weekend is definitely going to be full, but I am very excited. I mean, you know, for us, you know, as many of our listeners who's been listening to us know that we also are organizers of Trans Pride Washington, D.C., right? So we have a lot, you know, that we're planning for this year and then for next year, of course. And if you're interested and want to learn more, definitely, you know, visit our website, you know, on Google search and learn more about the organization and all of the other work that we are doing. And I just really appreciate, you know, being able to have this as a platform for us to tell our stories, right? You know, and being able to like really uplift both of our stories. So again, encouraging everybody to donate to Cash App, $WPFWFM, so we can continue having this platform, you know, for our stories and invite others in our community to tell their stories, and, you know, in the hopes that at least one of our listeners will learn from it and have some really great takeaways.
Exactly. And I want to give a shout out to my best friend, Cece, who is getting married to her man. I was going to say fiance, but I'm like, well, you're getting married. So like, I don't know what to say in the segue, but I'm very proud of her and very happy. And I am her maid of honor. So it's definitely a busy.
Oh, so it's definitely end of the week. Busy summer.
Yeah, it's definitely busy. Like, I'm collecting my 27 dresses. What can I say? You know, I'm not a bride yet. You know, that's for you and everybody else. But I definitely am enjoying collecting the bridesmaid dresses because usually I get to pick them out. So it's pretty fun. So at least I have a wardrobe of them, right?
We have to put that in our show. So like, how do we recycle
dresses?
Formal affairs, right? That oftentimes one time. Oh my gosh. Okay. We got to talk fashion.
Yeah. And well, you just wear different shoes and a different hairstyle and people just got to get over
okay.
it.
Okay.
Well, either way, I look forward to meeting with you tomorrow evening for two meetings. And then other than that, this has been Inside Out. You listening to Bianca and Mimi. We are so happy to enjoy you and we love you. Have a wonderful rest of this beautiful evening and catch next week's Inside Out, Monday, 6 p.m. Another voice. Good evening.
It's cool, you can say that we're nothing but you know the truth. And guess I'm the fool. With her arms out like an angel through the car sunroof. Well, I don't wanna call it off, but you don't wanna call it love. You only wanna be the one that I call, baby. You could kiss a hundred boys in bars, shoot another shot, try to stop the feeling. You could say it's just the way you are, make a new excuse, another stupid reason. Good luck, babe, good luck, babe. You'd have to stop the world just to stop the feeling. Good luck, babe, oh good luck, babe. You'd have to stop the world just to stop the feeling. I'm cliche, and who cares? It's a sexually explicit kind of love affair, and I cry. It's not fair. I just need a little love, and I just need a little air. I think I'm gonna call it.
Again, mark your calendars. On Saturday, August the 24th, WPFW will host the 15th annual Blues Festival featuring Clarence the Blues Man Turner, Jim Bennett with Jesse Terrell, Stacy Brooks, Low Rent Quartet, Reggie Right Eye, and the Missing Pieces, all at Lamont's Entertainment Complex, 4400 Livingston Road in Indian Head, Maryland. Event time is from 12 p.m. to 6 p.m. For more information, go to eventbrite.com and search WPFW. Why, you ask? Because WPFW is building a better world, one broadcast at a time. Believe that.
WPFW is looking for volunteers to answer phones and enter donor information during our summer membership drive beginning August 11th through August 24th. Phone volunteering is a fun way of meeting new people and possibly your favorite programmers while also supporting the station. Need community service hours? Phone volunteering is the perfect solution. Contact us at volunteers@wpfw.org. Or leave a voice message at 202-588-0999, extension 1008. That's volunteers@wpfw.org or 202-588-0999. 0999 extension 1008 for additional information. WPFW, building a better world, one broadcast at a time.
Albert Hedab returns to WPFW beginning Monday, July 29th, 2 a.m. till 5 a.m. with Music Memories, the best of old school from the 50s, 60s, and 70s. Yes, the return of Alvin Hedab on 89.3 WPFW FM, Monday, July 29th.